In his acceptance speech last night, Bob Dole repeated his promise to make unprecedented changes at the Internal Revenue Service if he's elected president. In recent years, the government's largest bureaucracy has become a source of frustration for more and more taxpayers as audits have become more frequent and tax forms more complicated. Dole says it's time to take away some of the agency's powers, to fire up to a third of its employees and privatize some of its functions. Critics say Dole's changes would make it impossible for the IRS to enforce the country's tax laws and collect billions in unpaid taxes. NPR's John Nielsen has a report.
It's been a rough year for the Internal Revenue Service. Attempts to computerize IRS offices are way behind schedule and way over budget. Deep congressional funding cuts have forced the service to lay off thousands of employees. And now this from Bob Dole's acceptance speech.
It means you'll have a president who will end the IRS as we know it.
Politicians often attack the IRS at election time, but by almost all accounts, Dole's attack is an exceptionally harsh one. At a recent speech in Chicago, the Republican presidential candidate used words like Gestapo and tax tyranny to describe the job he thought the IRS was doing. Dole went on to say that, in his opinion, this is a bureaucracy that has grown out of control.
Today, the IRS is twice as big as the CIA, five times as big as the FBI. We're going to downsize the IRS and upsize the amount of money Americans get to keep in their pockets. That's what we're going to do.
Bob Dole hasn't always talked this way. In the Senate, he helped to make it possible for the IRS to hire thousands of new auditors and jack up fines on tax cheats. He also voted on several occasions for bigger IRS budgets. But Bob Sepp, an IRS critic with the National Taxpayers Union, says he doesn't see any sign that Dole is waffling here.
Well, I would like to think that upon leaving Congress and upon getting out on the campaign trail and listening to the concerns of the average American, Bob Dole realized that the direction Congress and the IRS was headed in, more complexity, more draconian enforcement powers, was not the direction that the average citizen wanted the system to take.
One of those citizens is Claudia Gillespie of Mesquite, Texas, who says she was recently ejected from her local IRS office when she tried to challenge a tax bill prepared by a local IRS official.
She was screaming that this interview is at an end and we better get out, and my lawyer tried to calm her down and just, you know, say, well, this is what I was trying to say. And she just kept screaming, get out, this is at an end. And this great big burly IRS agent comes around the corner and says, are you okay talking to the agents, you know, and she essentially told him to escort us out the door, which he did.
Local IRS officials say that's not the way it happened, and spokesmen for both the IRS and key congressional committees say there simply aren't any statistics around that will show whether complaints like these are rising. But there's no denying that since the 80s, the IRS has found more ways to make sure people pay their taxes. The number of audits has been rising steadily after dropping sharply through the Reagan years, and the nature of those audits has been changing. David Burnham, a prominent IRS critic, says this change has been taking place as Congress passed a series of laws requiring more and more businesses to send in computerized records of car sales, home sales, and so on.
What the IRS routinely is able to do is to match those billions and billions and billions of records against the information on individual tax returns. So that, in fact, everybody is getting this sort of low-level audit now.
IRS officials confirm that they're making much more use of so-called lifestyle audits, which are essentially designed to catch disparities between a person's reported income and their expenses. They're also increasing the fees, fines, and interest payments charged to people who underpay their taxes or file late tax returns. The question is whether these changes make the agency too powerful. Bob Dole seems to think the answer is yes, absolutely.
I'm going to start by shifting the burden of proof in IRS audits of the taxpayers in America, once again presumed innocent until they're proven otherwise. That'll be a switch. And we're going to end the IRS KGB-like lifestyle audits where there's no evidence of any criminal activity.
Bob Dole has also promised to lay off a third of the IRS's 106,000 employees if he is elected. He says he will privatize key agency functions, though he hasn't said which ones. Dole has also said he'd consider asking American businesses to begin filing tax returns on behalf of as many as 40 million American employees. Don Alexander, a former IRS commissioner, says he thinks that last plan is a good one. Freed of the need to process tens of millions of individual returns, Alexander says the IRS could put more money into customer services or simply downsize more quickly. But Alexander says he's alarmed by Dole's other proposals. He thinks the IRS would be forced to become much nosier if the burden of proof in tax disputes were shifted away from taxpayers. He thinks it's irresponsible to privatize what tax collectors do. He also worries that changes like these will make it much harder for the IRS to collect on approximately $150 billion worth of unpaid taxes.
If we have an IRS that's severely weakened and severely hurt by being not only banged around publicly, but also having its people cut materially, we're not going to be able to balance that budget because the receipts are not coming in. If you make the tax system voluntary, only suckers will pay.
Spokesmen for the administration have been making similar arguments lately, but the Republican nominee seems to show no signs of backing down on these proposals. At recent speeches, he's gone so far as to dismiss them with this joke.
I'm an optimist. I believe the IRS can be retrained to do something useful.
I'm John Nielsen in Washington.